It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Hey there, you are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Jen Mize, and I'm joined across the table by my mate, Patty McHugh.
Hey, Jen.
What's up, Patty? How you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I am real, real good. We have a really exciting show this week.
We do. And of course, as always, brought to you by our sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au.
Yeah, this week we're doing Americana in the Movies, Volume 2.
Oh, the first one was really enjoyable. A lot of great music from film, and we couldn't get enough, so we're back.
We're back at it.
Now, Jen, before we go any further, we are going to do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the West End of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, Americana in the Movies. Obviously, a movie soundtrack is one of the most important key elements of a film. It is for me anyway. When I'm watching a movie, it's often the emotion that music elicits.
It attaches everything together, draws everything together, scenes, those types of things.
And for me, a good soundtrack is a make and break for a film.
It's gold for me.
Yeah. It's everything.
I just love the movies that have the best soundtracks. Those end up being the ones that, because I don't know, they pull me in, they suck me in even further. It adds another element to a good script and great writing, and that vibe can go really deep.
Yes, it's very important. And this is why we had to revisit this, because last time we scratched the surface, we hit a couple of movies, but there's just so many to go through. We had to come back. So
I reckon there'll be a volume 3 at some point.
Oh, I've already got like another 3 or 4 songs in my head that I wanted to get to.
Yeah, me too.
Couldn't. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen, the first song is
a song by Sandy Rogers. It's from the Quentin Tarantino movie Reservoir Dogs.
Excellent film.
It's a cute little song. It's called Fool for Love.
All right, let's spin it.
He was born a fool for love. What he wouldn't do for love. He's a fool for love. She was 6 and he was 7. She used to send him off to heaven when she said, "You are my sunshine." The party always liked the best when she teased him with a kiss and she said, we'll
Black girl, black girl, won't you love me tonight? Won't you come over, darling, make everything right? Black girl, black girl, won't you love me and then come over, darling, and love me. I know, it's hard for you, and you know, darling, it's hard for me too. I know, I love you true, come over, darling, say, black girl, black girl, won't you love me tonight? Come over, darling, make everything right. Black girl, won't you love me and then come over, darling. Someday, someday, we'll be alright. Just like it is on this shiny night. Someday, someday, we'll have it all. 'Cause you know, darling, stand tall. Black girl, won't you love me tonight? Come over, darling, make everything right. Black girl, won't you love me and then come over, darling. So love, so love, won't you say you love me? We'll be together eternally. So love, won't you love me? And then come over, darling. Black girl, won't you love me tonight? Come over, darling, make everything right. Black girl, won't you love me and then come over, darling.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Patty McHugh, and we are doing Americana in the movies this week, playing songs from movies from the genre.
That's right.
Americana. How simple is that? Right. That was none other than the incredible Dan Sultan singing his track Black Girl from the film Brand New Day, which is one of my favorite Australian films.
It's a great film.
Beautiful film. Really uplifting. Well, mate, amazing, amazing.
It's a lot of fun too, that film.
It is. It's like, I'm not usually into the whole musical film genre per se.
Because it can go down a cheesy road.
It can.
But that one doesn't. That one edges, you know, quite nicely on it.
Yeah, it was very, very well done. And and that performance in particular was really beautiful.
I agree.
Go Dan.
Go Dan Sultan. So the next song that we've picked, Patty, you picked, it's from the movie Once.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
I love this movie. Like, I will admit, I cried.
Did it get you in the feels?
Oh, it hit me right in the feels, like so hard.
You're a sensitive man.
I am, and I'm
okay with
that. You're
a tough guy, but you're tough and sensitive.
Oh, I think, you know, if you're going to be tough, you got to have the other side to it as well.
That's right.
And a good song and a good movie can absolutely destroy me.
Same for me.
This movie did that.
Yeah.
And this song in particular, this scene of Glenn Hansard singing on the streets, I don't know if you haven't seen the film, go and do yourself a favor and watch it.
I have. I love it.
It's amazing. And this song is called Say It To Me Now. And it is just delivered with such conviction and passion. It's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Scratching at the surface now, and I'm trying hard to work it out. And so much has gone misunderstood, and this mystery only leads to doubt. And I didn't understand when you reach down and take my hand. And if you have something to say, you better say it now. 'Cause this is what you've waited for, your chance to even up the score. And as these shadows you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy.
of the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Red Right Hand, which is funny. It's not in, it might be in a movie, but I don't know which one, but it is the theme song from the TV show Peaky Blinders.
Well, let's be real, Jen. T- TV shows are the new movies.
They really are. Like the really cool series.
I think that's really true. The focus has shifted off the big screen where they used to spend the money and it used to be all the big bucks. Now they're moving into TV. It's because I think people are just digesting a lot more TV, and with platforms like Netflix, it's just becoming the popular medium to receive that kind of entertainment.
Yeah, like series are getting really great actors on them, and you know, the movies end up being either these like big cinematic things or another Marvel and DC Comics movie, let's just be honest, those don't have great soundtracks.
No.
There are some are, you know, blockbusters and good for them and all that stuff, but they're not really all that artistic.
No. That's right. Look, we're going to stick with the same gen, but before we go on to the next song, which is another one from the TV, I would like to take a moment to talk about our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's talk about Brigolo.
They support us here at Three Chords and the Truth, and they are a family-owned Western wear clothing and accessories brand, an online store where you can go and purchase yourself shirts, hats, belts, anything country, they have it.
Yeah, if you got to get duded up, they're the people to go to, that's for sure.
And they offer our listeners a very cool offer, which is a 15% discount store-wide. All you have to do is go to brigolocountry.com.au, pick what you want, and enter the code 98.9FM at checkout and get 15% off.
You heard that right. All you have to do is enter the code 98.9FM at checkout for 15% off store-wide.
brigolocountry.com.au, proud supporters of Australian country music, and us right here at Three Chords and the Truth. All right, Jen, back to the music. Now, this show is all about Americana in the movies and the small screen as well. We include a couple of TV shows in here. The last track was one such example. We're going to continue this theme. We're going to actually play a song which was the theme track to season 2, I do believe, of my favorite TV show of all time, The Wire.
Oh.
Yes.
I've not gotten into The Wire yet. Don't be mad at me, but I know it's awesome. I just haven't got there yet.
Our friendship is on hold until you've watched it.
Well, I think it's one of those things where when The Wire was going, I was just like into Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad, and I just never got it at the same time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's never too late to go back and watch The Wire if you haven't. Now, look, not only is this an Americana song that features as the theme song for the, I'm pretty sure season 2. Someone will probably pull me up on that, but that's fine. We're all fallible. Anyway, it's not only a Steve Earle singing a Tom Waits song, which is like a double barrel Americana kind
of thing. That's like so Americana.
It is. And Steve Earle actually plays a character in a guy called Waylon, who's a recovering heroin addict, and he does a fantastic job acting as well.
I would buy Steve Earle as a recovering heroin addict.
Yes. What is that method acting?
a little bit of method acting. Sorry, Steve. Maybe not. I don't know what I'm talking about. I know nothing.
This is a Tom Waits song being performed by Steve Earle from the TV series The Wire. It's called Down in the Hole.
When you walk through the garden, gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. And we'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. Just gotta help me keep the devil.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
You heard right, Three Chords and the Truth. My name's Paddy. I'm sitting across from Jen, and this week's episode of the show is themed Americana in the movies, so we're playing Americana songs that are featured in films and a little bit of TV we touched on.
A little bit of TV. Yeah. Good TV.
Yeah, that's right. Jen, your pick is next. Tell us about it, please.
Oh, well, there was a TV series that I really liked called Hell on Wheels. Mm-hmm. It took place back in the American West, Old West, when they were building, the train lines across the United States, the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, yep.
They gave Americana music a lot of love. Like, they played songs by Gillian Welsh and Mumford & Sons and a whole bunch of stuff.
It'd be quite fitting to that thematics there, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It really worked. And one of the tunes that they played regularly in the show was Johnny Cash's version of God's Gonna Cut You Down.
All right. Let's
so go. Cool.
You can run on for a long time. Run on. For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You are listening to Three Chords and the Truth. This week's episode is all about Americana at the Movies.
Yeah.
Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
We've touched on some movies and we've touched on some small screen Americana music. And we're going back to the movies right now.
Cool. Where are we going?
We're going to The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh, the Coen Brothers. The latest Coen Brothers film.
Yeah.
Which went straight to TV, didn't it?
It went straight to Netflix.
Yes.
But
it was a film. It wasn't a TV show.
It's a full film.
Yep.
They're doing that a lot these days. They just did the Deadwood, the movie, straight to Netflix.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Which had Jason Isbell made a cameo.
Oh, really?
He sure did.
Jeez, Americana's all over the movies.
It is all over the movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, Ballad of Buster Scruggs, a lot of very cool people in that one. Willie Watson, Tom Waits.
Yeah, like, having Tom Waits in it.
So amazing. I mean, I about died when the film started and Tim starts singing Cool Water, which Mark and I just finished that Twilight on the Trail record, and we have a version of Cool Water. And I was like, oh, what is happening?
Amazing. So you're a trendsetter, Jen Myers. That's what's happening.
Well, I'm sure they didn't consult us for anything. we're going to play the song written by Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings, but performed by Tim, what's that?
Willie Watson.
Well, Tim and Willie Watson, I believe. Mm. I believe. Is it both?
I think so.
Or is it just Willie?
They credit Willie on the.
I know Willie sings, but I can't remember if Tim sings.
He does. There's two vocalists in it. So, okay. So, yeah.
All right. Well, this song is called "When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs in for Wings."
All right. Let's spin it.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a faster gun coming over yonder. When tomorrow comes, let me tell you, buddy, and it won't be long till you find yourself singing your last cowboy song. Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends, yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims, yippee-ki-yay. He shouts and he sings when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings. When they wrap my body in the bin-lin sheet and they take my six irons, pull the boots from my feet, unsaddle my pony, she'll be itching to roam. I'll be halfway to heaven under horsepower of my own.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends, yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims, yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
Yippee-ki-yay,
I'm glory bound.
No more jingle jangle,
I'll lay my guns down. Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That was Grace Potter with Stuck in the Middle, which, of course, it was used in the film Reservoir Dogs.
But this version is the theme credits for the TV show Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I watch that show with my mom. Aww. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our show together. All right. Well, next up, we've got a song from my boyfriend, Hayes Carl, who, he did a lot of the music for the movie Country Strong, which was one that came out years ago with Gwyneth Paltrow and Garrett Hedlund.
Okay.
And Garrett kind of played the role of this, you know, rough and tumble kind of country guy, singer-songwriter. And he was basically playing Hayes. Like, there's like six different Hayes Carl songs throughout that soundtrack.
Wow, he's all over it.
Yeah, he's all over it. But yeah, this one is actually Hayes singing his own song. And it's called Take Me Away.
Okay.
From Country Strong.
Take me away.
Jim Eyes, that was beautiful.
I really like that song.
That's a great song.
I think Hayes can write a cracker of a tune.
No wonder you want him to be your boyfriend.
Well, I know it's never going to happen. I'll get over it one of these days. But until then, I'll just keep calling him my boyfriend and hopefully won't. I don't want to meet him in this weird way. Like, I don't want to actually like be like, hi, I'm Jen. Nice to meet you. Because I don't think I'll be able to string a sentence together.
I've done tequila shots with him.
I know you have.
He's a lovely bloke. I won't say any more because I already, you know, yeah, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, you did tequila shots with he and Kinky Friedman.
I did.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
That's a good night.
And then I think I've told this story before. For that same night, I was in the room and Kinky Friedman called Willie Nelson on the phone.
Of course you did.
And I was sitting there
now
just
I'm
like,
just hanging out with Hayes and Kinky.
My tequila,
we're just calling
being
Willie,
cool.
Of course.
Just, cool.
just play cool. I think my head would have exploded.
Oh, mine did, but I pretended.
I would have totally done the tequila shots. Yeah. I would have been like, just give me more of that so that I can just, you know, maintain non-awkwardness.
They want to go to the casino afterwards. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. I would have ruined.
I'd have totally gone. No. I'd have rolled with them.
I couldn't. I was like, they think I'm cool. I'm going to leave it at that. Otherwise,
it'd have been anarchy, but I'd have just been like, yeah, no, this is what you do.
You're tuned, of course, to Three Chords and the Truth.
Yes.
My name is Paddy McHugh, and I'm talking to Jen Myers.
That's right.
And we are theming this week's show around Americana and the movies.
That's correct.
And we wanted to next talk about an incident that happened in a film called The Hateful Eight.
Yes, it's a Tarantino film.
Yep.
It's a really great film.
It's a great film.
I really enjoy it.
But there was a bit of an incident. So
A big incident.
So there was a scene in the movie where Jason Lee is playing an Australian folk tune, actually, called Jim Jones from Botany Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they actually borrowed an incredibly expensive guitar, a Martin guitar from the Martin Museum.
So yes, it was a Martin guitar, one of a kind from the 1870s.
And it's like priceless. It
absolutely
can never be
priceless.
Replaced.
Can't
it's
be
like
replaced.
In the top first 10 Martin guitars ever made or something like
that. Yeah, yeah, insanity.
And the idea was that she played this song, and in the script, he grabs the guitar for and smashes it because he doesn't like the song. And
Kurt Russell, the character that Kurt Russell is playing.
Now, in the script, it says, you know, cut scene, change camera angle.
They made 6 replacement Martins.
Yes, to be smashed.
To be smashed.
Yes.
6 smashable Martins.
But nobody told Kurt. Or they did, or forgot something.
No, apparently he wasn't told. Which is, I would say, a prop master's job.
Yeah.
A prop master would have to go and speak with him and go, okay, we're going to cut. This happens.
Switch
you know,
the guitar,
like,
smash the fake one.
Smash the fake one and yada yada. And he just wasn't, he wasn't told, he wasn't hip to it. And in the scene, in the movie, Jennifer Jason Leigh is playing it. She fully knows she's playing the irreplaceable, priceless Martin. And you watch him grab it from her and smash it.
She
and
screams no, doesn't she?
She goes, oh my God. You know, she has a
real reaction.
Honest reaction. And you know, Kurt Russell has no idea.
That's insane.
Yeah. Needless to say, the Martin Museum is not loaning
they're not going to
guitars for movies anymore.
No, no.
No.
Right, well, what we're going to do, Jen, is we're actually going to play just a little bit of that clip because there's a bit of movie sound in it, so it's not really great for radio, but we'll give you an idea of the song and you can hear this beautiful Martin guitar, this plastic chart, which was then promptly smashed by Kurt Russell.
Yeah. If you want to check out the movie, it's called The Hateful Eight. It's definitely very Quentin Tarantino, so, you know that going in.
All right, here we go.
Listen for a moment, lads, and hear me tell my tale. O'er the sea from England shore I was condemned to sail. Jury found me guilty, sir, and said the judge, said he. For life, Jim Jones, I sentence you across the stormy seas.
Now, Jen Myers, at this point, this is where Kurt Russell that guitar and out of her hands and smashes it.
Yes.
It's terrible to watch.
It's terrible to watch. And I'm sure you can just go on YouTube and see the video of it happening because it happens in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Jen, if we're doing Americana in the movies, there is one movie that we kind of have to talk about. I'm not begrudgingly doing this. I think it's earned a mention, and we're going to play it.
I think it's got its good things going on. It really does.
So we're talking about A Star Is Born.
Yes,
with Lady Gaga
and Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And the song, of course, which kind of
Shallow,
which has been everywhere.
Yeah,
but look, it's a good song.
It's a really good song.
Yeah,
it's a pop song. It's a well written pop song, and yeah,
give it a spin, eh?
Yeah, we got to give it a spin.
Yeah,
yeah.
I kind of like it.
Oh, I saw Lucas Nelson and what's her face from Hussey Hicks.
Yes.
Why can't I think of her name right now?
I don't know, because we're on radio and it's the pressure's
Lisa.
On.
Lisa. Lisa from Hussey Hicks.
Yes.
Sing it at Byron Bay, and it was amazing. Awesome. Now, Lucas was part of that film. Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son.
Yes.
He was part of the film and helped write some of those songs.
And Marlon Williams was in it too.
Marlon Williams had a small spot, but I think he had a bigger spot and they cut it down.
Bugger.
Yeah.
Americana through the movies. So
Brandi Carlile was in that shot with Marlon Williams singing a Roy Orbison tune.
Wow. Okay.
It was the two of them.
Wow.
Super. That I can't believe they cut that.
All right. Well, let's play it. So this is Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Tired trying to fill that void, or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. I'm of the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We'll fall from the shallow now. In the shallow. Shallow, shallow, la, 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 low.
right, Jen Myers, it is shout-out time.
Ooh, shout-out time.
Now, because we're doing Americana in the movies, it's only appropriate that this week's shout-out goes to All of the Mob listening in Hollywood, California.
That's right. Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and
the Community Radio Network. That is right. Now, Jen, that pretty much brings us to the end of this week's episode.
It does.
Just want to flag that next week is our 100th show.
That is right.
And it's going to be just nothing but an hour of our favourite bangers that we're really getting into at the moment. It's going to be pumping and we're very excited.
Yes, and if you're in the Brisbane area, you can come out to the Junk Bar on Thursday the 27th and celebrate with us for the listening.
Absolutely. Woo-hoo. All welcome. Now, to go out today, we're going to finish with one more track from the movies. This is Anthony Hamilton singing Freedom, which of course comes from Django Unchained.
Ooh, man, I love that movie.
And this is a great way to go out.
It is a good one.
Catch you next week.
See you next week.
Me night.